You hear that? That needle scratching the vinyl. It could only mean one thing. We're talking about vinyl record demand on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Record Research, based in Menominee Falls, is an institution as a music chart reference book publisher. It's been publishing books based on Billboard charts going back to 1970. And their Vault of Music singles is a massive archive. Joel Whitburn, the world's leading authority on charted music, he died last month. Join in on Billboard charts, on data, music trivia, what you want to know about the work of Record Research, how it lives on, 800-642-1234. Paul Haney is head researcher at Record Research. Paul, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Good morning. I just want to say that I'm sorry for your loss. What did Joel Whitburn mean to Billboard chart music? What was his impact?
Well, Joel Whitburn started the company Record Research back in 1970. And not coincidentally, that's the same year that Casey Kasem started his radio show, American Top 40. So between the two of them, they really made chart watching into something more than just the industry professionals. Actually, I count myself among the chart fans who got started when I was 8 years old back in 1974. Me and my older brother would listen to American Top 40 every week. And it wasn't too much longer after that that I discovered the work of Joel Whitburn and his reference books, which actually told you how high a song got on the Billboard charts.
I'm like you. I didn't miss. I just didn't miss an episode of Casey Kasem. I was glued in as a kid. What did Joel teach you about this work?
Yeah, like I said, I was a customer for many years before I actually started working here, and I actually was in radio for a little while after college, and our station got sold in the fall of 91. So I thought to myself, what would I like to do other than radio? Well, my number one dream job would be to work for Joel Whitburn in Record Research. So I came over here in 1992, and I've been here ever since. And yeah, Joel not only was my boss, he was also my professional mentor and just a dear friend. And yeah, it's been quite a shock that we lost him a little over a month ago. But yeah, Joel taught me, first and foremost, he taught me that accuracy is the most important thing in this line of work. Printing reference books, you want to be accurate. And Record Research was known for that accuracy over the years. So Joel really instilled that in me.
Why keep chart books of popular music?
Well, it really tells the whole history. I know Joel often told me several times that he actually started the company because he found that in the music business, there was a lot of hype. And he would see artists on talk shows saying how many number one singles they had. And Joel would say, well, that person never had a number one single. So there was actually no place to look that stuff up back in the 50s and 60s until Joel came along. So Joel actually invented the concept of chart research, and it really does give an insight into popular culture.
We're talking about music, hit songs, the research behind it. Paul Haney from the Menominee Falls publisher of music chart reference books. You can join in, 800-642-1234. I want to get to some music here. Kate Bush's 1985 pop single, Running Up That Hill. It's back on the Billboard Hot 100 charts after, you know, playing this prominent role in Stranger Things season 4, currently ranking 4th on the list and number 1 on the Global 200 list for 2 weeks straight. Let's listen to a bit.
Tell me we both met it, don't we? You. It's you and me. It's you and me.
How often And do you see songs previously in the charts returning to the top of the lists?
Well, that's an interesting point because the way the charts are constructed nowadays, if a song, no matter what the age, if it gets into the top 50 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, in other words, if it has enough points from streaming or downloads or radio airplay, then it can come back on the chart. And any song can do that. I know a few years ago we had Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Dreams, yes.
that one came back on, right?
That was the viral TikTok of a man skateboarding while drinking, you know, cranberry juice. You know, would that be like a happy accident?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, television is a big driver in this stuff. And I was so happy. I was tickled when the Kate Bush song came back on because that's one of my favorite songs from 1985. I remember playing that one on my college radio station. And isn't it amazing? Here we are 40 years later. The number one movie is Top Gun and the number one single is Running Up That Hill.
I guess what comes around goes around, maybe.
Yeah, as a child of the 80s, it does my heart good.
So, you know, as head researcher, what is your method for going about researching a new chart book? Can you take us into this work?
We have done several editions of our flagship book, which is called Top Pop Singles. That's the first one that Joel published back in 1970. And I think we're on about our 15th edition now. And the last book that we put into one edition went from 1955 through 2018. And the book got so big. In fact, it was like 1,400 pages, so we actually had to split it into two volumes, and we printed the 1955 to 89 book last fall, and that one sold really well, and we are doing the 1990 through 2022 volume two, and actually Joel was able to finish the work on it before he passed. Yeah, he was at his desk the day before he died, so he was putting the finishing touches on that book.
Why would the book be a book? I mean, have you thought about putting this information just online as a digital tool?
Yeah, we actually have ebooks available on our website, which is recordresearch.com. And we have found that because we do reference books, we find that most of our customers actually still like to have the printed book in their hands. That way, you know, there's no clicking around. You can actually, you know, get that book in your hands and you have the whole history there and you can just start flipping around. And like I call it going down the rabbit hole, you know, you start thinking of an artist and then it makes you think of another song, another artist. And again, it does my heart good that our customers still want the actual printed books.
Well, another song, another artist. Let's hear another one. Billboard Hot 100 lists As It Was by Harry Styles in the number one slot this week. Let's listen.
When everything gets in the way.
Oh my gosh, Paul, Harry Styles has become a force to be reckoned with. He's everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing how those guys from One Direction have really got their own solo careers going now. But you know what? That's nothing new, right? I mean, look at the Beatles. You know, they all had the solo career and even some of the new kids and some of the other groups over the years. Like I said, what I love about our company, Record Research, is we delve into the whole history, you know. We keep up on it. Joel was 82 when he passed away, but you know what? He still kept up every week on the charts, and he would come to me and he'd say, "Paul, I heard this great new song by Ed Sheeran," and he would get so excited about it. I don't know too many 82-year-olds that are into Ed Sheeran.
I love that. Paul Haney, head researcher at Record Research in Menominee Falls, for decades filling this niche as a music chart reference book publisher, kindled by a half century of passion by the late Joel Whitburn, whose company published nearly 300 books. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about record research. The founder, Joel Whitburn, who died last month, built a record collection that includes every charted Hot 100 and pop single going back to 1936, every charted pop album back to 1945, not to mention nearly complete collections of country, R&B, adult contemporary. Join in on these reference books, 800-642-1234. Paul Haney, head researcher at Record Research, with us for about nine more minutes. Paul, give us a sense of, you know, I just, you know, clicked off some of the massiveness of this record collection. Where do you keep it all? What is the vault like?
Well, yeah, that's very interesting. Joel, back in, I think it was around 1986, 87, he got the idea to actually build an underground vault off his basement in his Menominee Falls home. And it's actually got fire doors. And I often joke that it would survive a nuclear blast. And I often would go in there, and I still go in there from time to time because, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was into the vinyl. And like Joel always said, it was like visiting all his old friends down there because he knew all the album covers and all the 45 picture sleeves. And, of course, you're probably too young to remember all this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a call here. Richard now in Two Rivers. Richard, hi.
Yeah, hi. I collect a lot of vinyls. I probably got 5,000 of them. But my question is, okay, like, you know, I've been looking for a long time for It's a Beautiful Day album, and I finally found one. And my question is, what are some of the rarest and more sought after albums, if I ever come across, that I should snatch on to?
Richard, thank you. Paul, what would you suggest?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the most expensive one in Joel's collection is, and Beatles fans will know this, it's called the Butcher cover. It was kind of a controversial cover at the time. And that album alone can be worth up to like $10,000 just for that one album. And Joel, not only does Joel have all of the charted albums, but he also has a pretty big collection of non-charted things that he's picked up over the years. Because Joel, in order to grow this collection, he actually used to go and buy out large record store collections and also collections from jukebox dealers. And I used to go on some of those record hunts with him, and those were a lot of fun. One of the great perks of my job, we actually traveled all over the country looking for records. So, and of course, with the Elvis movie out now, there's been a resurgence in the interest of those Elvis albums. And some of those albums from the 50s are worth a lot of money these days. So you can never go wrong with Elvis and the Beatles.
Where would you go for your scavenger hunts, if you will, to buy out record collections?
Well, one of the funnest ones I remember, I think, was back around 95, 96. My coworker Brent and I actually flew out to Pittsburgh, and there was a shop out there called the Attic Records. And we came back with over 1,000 R&B 45s. And we got quite a few stares going through the airport that day. We actually were able to bring it on as carry-on. So that was, of course, before 9/11 and all that, so you could do that back then. But, yeah, that was probably my favorite one. And then there's a record store called Toad Hall in Rockford, Illinois, which is about 90 minutes from Menominee Falls. And we went there several times looking for old 78s and you'd have to be really old to remember what a 78 was. That was even pre-45, so you might want to ask your grandparents about that one.
Let's bring on another call now. Dale is with us from Oshkosh. Hi, Dale.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. What would you like to bring up?
Well, I'm a long-term, I used to work at record stores all across. I worked at the Exclusive Company in West Bend and then Oshkosh, and then even out east, and I love the thrill of the hunt. I love, like, it's so funny because I used to work in those record stores in, like, the, you know, early 2000s, late 90s, and vinyl was just kind of a joke, and now it's just made a huge resurgence, and I think it's because of that, like, the big format art, you know, and a lot of them comes with, like, download codes. Like, with Spotify, that's kind of going away, but, like, it's always nice to have that digital format forever, but, you know, having that big art and the presentation of putting on that vinyl record just, oh, it feels so good. And I wanted to give a quick shout-out. There's a record store up here that he got us started at the Exclusive Company back in the day, but it's called Eroding Winds. And he just opened up a new location in Appleton, and it all specializes in vinyl, and it's just crazy to think that, like, a dead format is now making such a resurgence that he just opened up another store. Like, I love seeing it. I'm a huge music and vinyl file, so it's a great conversation. Thanks for having it.
Dale, thank you so much for that. Paul, what do you make of the vinyl resurgence?
Well, to tell you the truth, it really flabbergasted me, because I remember when CDs came along in the late 80s, and the record companies couldn't get rid of the vinyl fast enough. I mean, they literally just stopped making vinyl records and forced everyone to replace their collections with CDs. Now, in my case, I didn't mind that, because I'm more about the music, and I wanted to hear the music, you know, without all the pops and clicks and crackles. And what's interesting about this vinyl resurgence is, I think I read this in a story online somewhere recently, that up to half of the people who are actually purchasing don't even own a turntable. They're just getting it for the art, the artwork. So, yeah. So now, granted, some of those people do end up buying turntables, you know, and
they'll come around eventually.
yeah, I would think so. But but you'd be surprised how many people, you know, just want to put it on their walls for artwork.
We're talking about record collections. Hit Music with Paul Haney from a Menominee Falls publisher of music chart reference books, 800-642-1234 to join in. Paul, is it easier now to find vinyl and not even set foot in a record store? What is the impact of online sales?
Yeah, online sales have really, really eaten into the brick and mortar stores. But again, you'd be surprised how many of those stores are still available. In fact, I went into the local Borders store in Milwaukee, and I was actually shocked to see that their vinyl section was about five times the size of their CD section. So, yeah, it's I think, you know, the vinyl is, I guess, it's really here to stay.
Let's go to Chris now in Shorewood. Chris, hi.
Hello. I have an old-fashioned Victrola that I wind up and I play the 78s on, and I have volumes and marvelous classical and modern, and many from my friend in Norway of the old-fashioned 78s. And I'm 92, so I'm trying to think what I can do with this. I was going to give the Victrola to Shorewood's drama department, but I never heard back from them, so it is sitting in my living room.
Oh, Chris, thank you. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what, Chris? You may want to take that to maybe one of the local record shop, independent shop owners, and just see if there's any interest there. I know some of those guys actually do collect the actual, you know, the hand crank turntables. And a lot of them, I don't know, depending on what the artists are for the 78s, whether there's a lot of interest in those. But again, you'd be surprised what some of those 78s can be worth.
Chris, thank you. Paul, what is next for record research?
Well, before Joel passed away, I had several discussions with him because he had been in some ill health. And Joel did say that he wanted the company to continue after he was gone. We'd hoped to have him around a little bit longer than we did. But like I said, I've been here for a little over 30 years, and my coworker's been here for over 40 years. And Joel's daughter is actually the new president of the company. And she's been, of course, with Joel her whole life. So the company's in good hands, and we plan on publishing the books. I alluded to volume 2 of our top pop singles that Joel was working on. That will probably be coming out later this year.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. It's been fun.
Paul Haney is head researcher at Record Research in Menominee Falls. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.